$10,158, J.D. Wingate, intersection of Route 1 and Road 265, east of Red Mill Drive, being within Mill Pond Acres Development, a variance from the minimum square footage requirement for a parcel.
Evening, gentlemen. Gene Byard on behalf of Jay Wingate. I'd ask that Jay come forward and be sworn.
Excuse me.
Good evening.
Evening.
Provide us with your name and address.
J.D. Wingate, 16 West Buckingham Drive, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Where the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Pass this down.
Gentlemen, some of you may know Mr. Wingate from his many years as a Sussex County land surveyor. I believe at the age of 87, he is the dean of surveyors in Sussex County. You also might know him as a former state representative from the 37th district. Mr. Rickard's handing down a copy of a tax map with some notations on it that show the location of this lot and some other information. Since the tax map is a little hard to read, I'm going to hand up to Mr. Rickard for circulation copies of the plot of Mill Pond Acres, which was approved in April 75 by the Planning and Zoning Commission and stamped by Lawrence Lank some 33 years ago. Jay, if you can you tell the board who developed Mill Pond Acres?
Swan and Dale Inc.
Who were the stockholders of Swan and Dale Inc.?
My business partner, Samuel P. Eschenbach, and myself.
And the first plot of Mill Pond Acres was placed of record when?
In the mid-50s, 58, I believe.
The lot for which you're here tonight had a purpose. What was the original purpose of this lot?
Well, it was to provide drainage and a boat slip.
If you look at the plot, gentlemen, approved by Lawrence in April 1975, it's faint, but you can read it. The word drainage appears. Is it correct, Jay, that the drainage situation was resolved subsequently by Swan and Dale Inc.?
Yes, that's true.
How did you resolve the drainage issue?
We have a 15-foot right-of-way down the common line with the adjoining property.
So there's a 15-foot drainage easement that serves the community.
Right.
From that point forward, is it correct that Swan and Dale Inc. has held this lot for resale?
That's true.
When the county came along with sewer to serve Mill Pond Acres, was this property extended sewer service?
Yes, it was.
When Tidewater provided water service, was water service provided at this lot?
Yes, it was.
You, like everyone else, receives quarterly sewer assessments?
For all these years.
And you pay taxes on this property as if it were a building lot. What became of Swan and Dale Inc.?
We dissolved the corporation in December.
And you were the?
At that time, I was the sole stockholder.
And you are now the owner?
I'm now the owner of the lot.
Originally, how many lots were there in Mill Pond Acres?
Originally, 180.
Has that number increased or been reduced over time?
Been reduced.
How many lots have been removed from Mill Pond Acres?
I think we're down now to 164, so that would be 16.
Can you explain what happened to those lots?
They were taken by the state of Delaware, the highway department, for use of the roadway, Route 1.
Back when Delaware had money, it planned to expand Route 1?
That's right.
That's not happened, obviously. Let's talk about the lot itself. What are its dimensions, Jay?
Approximately 112 feet on the front, that's the street side. And on one side, about 110, and approximately 175 on the other side. Narrowing down, the lot narrows down as it goes to the waterway.
Using AR1 yard and setback requirements, and I'll tell you what those are, two 15-foot side yards, a 30-foot rear yard, and a maximum of a 40-foot front yard, what size building envelope could you place on this lot?
We have bulkheaded the lot, which is makes the lot a little bit smaller than what the designated highlands are as a result of it being a waterfront property with wetlands. But to the bulkhead, we would have 2,700 feet more or less of buildable space with all the setbacks that are required.
You could conform with all setbacks and you could build a one-story home of 2,700 square feet?
Yes, or if you care to go to two stories, 5,400 square feet.
Is it fair to say that that size home is in keeping with other homes in Mill Pond Acres?
Yeah, very much so.
Is it fair to say that a home such as you've described would not have a negative impact on neighborhood property values or the essential character of the neighborhood?
No way.
Gentlemen, part of the materials you have include letters. There are three letters from neighbors. If you look at the tax map, and I apologize for the condition of the tax map, that's what we get paid for in the county. Marked in green, and it's a very dark green, is the Wingate lot. In yellow is the Ferry lot. That family has written a letter in support of this application. In blue is Dr. and Mrs. Belushi's lot. They have written a letter in support of this application. And in orange is the Holt lot, who has written a letter in support of this application. In pink is a lot owned by a gentleman named Daniel Marion, who's written a letter in objection, indicating that a home on this lot would affect his view of Red Mill Pond. As Mr. Burl will tell you, there's a long-settled Delaware case that says no one has a right to what the common law called an easement of light and air or a right to a view. That's Brett versus the city of Rehoboth. A home here would not diminish Mr. Marion's property values. It's pretty simple, gentlemen. Mill Pond Acres was developed 49 years ago. The county didn't even have a zoning ordinance until 1969, an interim zoning ordinance. The real zoning ordinance, if you will, was adopted January 1, 1971. The county did not have a subdivision ordinance until March 23, 1982. This development is a dinosaur, and so is this lot. What we're asking is that, since this appears clearly to be a situation where there is exceptional practical difficulty or unnecessary hardship, because without a variance, this lot cannot be built upon. That's why we're here. We don't think that this will have any adverse impact on anyone, and it will enable Mr. Wingate to conclude the affairs of what used to be Swanendale Inc. and now J.D. Wingate. One thing, if you do decide to grant a variance, we ask you specifically find, is what setbacks require. The reason I say that is there's a provision in county ordinance, it is section 115-25B, which says any lot existing prior to January 1, 1971, smaller in size than 20,000 square feet in an AR zone, may have MR setbacks. However, we point out to you, as Jay has testified, it is not a hardship for him to conform to AR setbacks. But we ask that you specifically find, if you grant a variance, what setbacks apply. So there is no confusion when this lot is sold okay to anybody who wants to build a home. That's all we have. We'd be glad to answer any questions.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay. Hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
As Attorney Byard has informed you, I have three in favor of the application.
Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
And again, as Mr. Byard has indicated, you have one in opposition.
Okay. Okay.
Can that be read, or at least can you give us a synopsis of what?
Sure, I will. The one in opposition?
Yes.
Mr. Pearl? Dear Adjustment Hearing, my name is Dan Marion, and I own lot K1. And if you want to look on your map there, that is parcel 119 in Mill Pond Acres. I'm writing you because I'm concerned about the possible decision the Court of Adjustments may make regarding a variance change to J. Wingate lot in Mill Pond Acres. I purchased my lot for $85,000 from Pat Price, who was a real estate agent for Caldwell Banker and who owned this lot. I was told by her and also checked on my own with Sussex County that the lot across the road was too small to build on, so my view would never be obstructed. I was looking for lots for months for a lot with somewhat of a water view. Based on the lot being too small to build on and being able to see the pond in the fall and the winter, I spent $30,000 more than I was looking to spend for a very nice lot. The variance that Mr. Wingate is asking for is not a little change in minimum square footage, it's huge. I have talked to Mr. Wingate and he's asked me to sign a petition, which I refused. He told me every one of the neighborhood lots has signed. I don't think it's a problem for those which live on the water. I'm sorry that Mr. Wingate is paying taxes on a piece of land which he cannot use. Again, I'm asking the Court of the Adjustments not to approve this very large variance change to this lot. Sincerely, Daniel Marion.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, hearing no further opposition, Chair will entertain a motion. We have three in favor and one was in opposition.
Mr. Chairman, if there's no further discussion, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10158. I don't feel it would alter the central character of the neighborhood, the association, the trustee at least approves the lot as a buildable lot of Mill Pound Acres. It's a minimum variance to negative.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
And we also want to put in there as far as the setback or the
actually I don't know that it's a negotiable item, to be honest with you. The way the ordinance reads is that if the lot is less than 20,000 square feet and was recorded prior to January of 71, which this was, it shall be subject to side yard setbacks applicable to an MR district. So I think that's
the 10 feet.
The
10 feet on the side. It's applicable. Yep. It can be 10 feet on the side. 30 in the front, 10 on the sides, 10 on the rear.
Gentlemen, we knew that going in, but since the lot can conform to AR setbacks, we put that out to you as an opportunity.
Okay. Great. Okay, then all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you,
Your
gentlemen.
Case is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Case number